Hi, good day. Yeah, sure. Basically, it's just a matter of the genre still being heavily reliant on the carnival period to really get a platform to stand on and be, well, quote unquote, popular enough for the Trinidadians to get oriented and familiar with the new songs, because usually after carnival there isn't much soca played, of course. Now I launched an initiative called the 2000 and well, I launched an initiative called the No Seasons Initiative in 2016, which was basically geared towards artists releasing new songs after Ash Wednesday as well, keeping the momentum going for the genre, so you maintain the interaction between fan and artists, you know, with the new music, and the DJs will be able to play the new music, whether it be in events or live on radio, so they will keep them well occupied, and they'll understand that, you know, the artist now rising above the seasonality, if there's a word, and it would kind of facilitate growth for the genre. That being said, abroad and locally, you would see a increase in the listenership, right? So I released a song in May 2018 called No Habla, and later on in the year, it managed to kind of reach up on the charts. Into the next year, it was still on the charts, but it built momentum from way before the carnival season, in the carnival season, and after the carnival season, because it was a quote unquote no seasons really strong for now. So imagine if every single soca artist, you know, props to those who do it already, outside of myself. So kudos to those who do it already, but imagine if every single soca artist, every Trini artist who is involved in soca music, continue to release at least, let's say, 6 to 7 songs for the year. That would definitely, outside of Carnival, and I'm not saying for like crop over or Vince, I just mean like release the song, market it throughout the world. Especially for Trinidadians to enjoy. Yeah, that would definitely help. But for now, soca is still heavily based on Carnival. For example, there's no Carnival now, so the fans, not too sure what happened, or the listeners, I should say, because we don't have much soca fans. We have people who listen to soca around carnival time and get familiar with the top 50 most played songs, and that is how they become fans of the songs itself. That's why I would see artists being popular one year and not popular the other year, because core fan base kind of almost non-existent within soca. They are fans of hit songs. So basically, in a nutshell, that's it.